You're now listening to Underground Distribution. Distribution.
Yo. What up? Once again, time and time again. Back at it again. I'm your humble and gracious host, Jimmy Bones, and we are back at it with another episode of Underground Distribution. Underground hip hop, anime, and everything like the culture, you know, adds to this crazy thing we call the world. Yo, man, first things first, I really ain't, you know, caught up through the whole first season, you know what I'm saying? I'm close, but probably like an episode or two short, but yo, Jujutsu Kaisen. If you caught it, catch it. If you fuck with it, lose your virginity to it. I'm telling you right now, this shit right here is like a mix up of, in my opinion, is a mix of, I'd probably say, Netflix version of Baki, Bleach, and I probably say because of the curses, how the way some of them look, a little bit of a splash of Hunter, if you will. You know what I'm saying, Hunter, which I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah, man, like, we're gonna get into it today, yo. Like, I know I've been kind of lacking in the dropping episodes department, but, you know, life has been going crazy. New segment coming up, in addition to not just the regular podcast and, the midnight or the moonlit hour apartment. But we have the Underground Drunk List coming your way, so be looking out for that, man. We just working, bro. That's really you know what I'm saying? On the music tip, man. I mean, if you know me, you know I ain't really, you know, that big on like the norm, I guess, as far as when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the tones, I'm really stuck on underground shit. That's why, you know, case in point, Underground Distribution. Tones that the masses don't really get, understand, or fuck with because it's not generally in this particular time frame. You know, you got a lot of folks that's you know, appreciating a lot of the trap music and a lot of the, you know, gunplay music and all that. I still listen to like gunplay bars, shit like that, but I'm more so into just the music that I can help people, you know, grow to, or you know what I'm saying, get acclimated to, if you will. Collection Agency, Currency. Now, anybody that listens to my podcast knows that I am like one of the hugest, one of the biggest Jet Life fans, one of the biggest. I fuck with the whole squad, Spit of course, TY, FreeBG, and Carnivore. I fuck with G-Style too. Welcome home, bro. I know he's, I think I might have said it on one of the other episodes, but yeah, welcome home, bro. Glad to see a real one back out on the turf again. This project is pretty dope, man. Which consists of, you know, the likes of not just Spitter, but, you know, it's Hellfraud produced. You know what I'm saying? My favorite, I would have to say, would have to be Jermaine Dupri. Or it's probably a toss-up between Jermaine Dupri and Ferrari Engine. I think they went back. I think they went back to like the real bounce type flow with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my personal opinion. And pardon me, I don't think that the whole project is produced by Harry Fraud. But I know there's some tracks up there that is produced by Harry Fraud. Guest appearances, of course, player partner Larry June. Shout out to Larry June, you know what I'm saying? Stay healthy, you punk bitches. Yeah, man. Oh yeah, if you hear that, that's my PlayStation, my new trip. Yeah, man, I'm fucking with that. That's really what I'm bumping right now. Oh, and this is the project that I was thinking about as far as, like, Harry Fraud produced the whole project. The Fraud Department, Jim Jones, that is another one I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Bro has. He has a lot of guest appearances, man. Spitter, another person I was just telling you all about. A grip load of other people, man. A grip load of other people. Jay Worthy. He's another, notable name in the underground world, and coming out from the West Side. And a lot of other folks, man. My favorite joint that probably hits me is Lose Lose. I think I fuck with that because he really on his, storytelling type mode. You know what I'm saying? And I can always appreciate, when an artist can take us back. You know what I'm saying? Or take us to that place, like let us rock with them where they was rocking at, you know what I'm saying, when it was really rocking, you know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, if y'all ain't got those yet, you know what I'm saying, go fuck with those. You know what I'm saying? Good shit, man. Good shit, good shit, good shit. Yeah, man, like, that's all I've really been fucking with. Y'all know me. I don't really go too far off the grid when it comes to the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm still listening to shit that done came out in the span of like 5 years to now or some shit like, you know what I'm saying? So one track that I been meaning to catch is Freddie Gibbs Winter in America. Freddie Gibbs been winning. Like, we not even gonna play around with it. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta Gibbs, he been on a stroll. He been on a hell of a stroll for the past 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like ever since he dropped Bandana, bro, like, he been, and if you listen to my last season, Underground Distribution, you'll hear me in one of the episodes. I think one of the first episodes bigging up that project. Like, it's a real dope project, and if you haven't gotten that, go download it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really like that, produced all by Madlib. And if I'm not mistaken, bro just dropped like an 82 track project, or 80 some odd track project. Like, he's really choking the shit out of this game right now. You know what I'm saying? He's really fucking the game up right now. Freddie Gibbs, Gangsta Gibbs, salute to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Keep giving these niggas hell, bro. Like, for real, for real. But I am meaning to go catch that Winter in America. You know what I'm saying? Broadway is dropping some great shit, some extraordinary shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that's really just it for me as far as the music shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really been too far out the way with it. Yeah, bro. When I tell you, back to the Jujutsu Kaisen. When I tell you, bro, like, it's really been refreshing. And I just been like really, you know, catching up on the first season. Like I said, I'm like maybe two episodes shy of completing it. But yes, sir. Like when I say I am very pleased, and one of the homies from you know my last job that I worked at, he was telling me about it. But you know my underground app, I couldn't really find it. You know what I'm saying? First, I'm thinking like they might have, you know, took some time to like get the subbed anime. I mean the subbed episodes out, and then you know put you know dub them out, and then you know throw them out there. But nah, they ain't dub them out yet, which I understand why now. You know what I'm saying? Like, completely worth the subtitles. Worth it. Worth every minute of it. I kid you no lie. I kid you no lie, bro. Like, this, I'm very pleased with it. I cannot sit here and say that I would want it to be any other. I wouldn't care if, you know, they dubbed them out, basically. You know what I'm saying? I could fuck with the subs. The subs are pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Update on Jujutsu Kaisen, speaking of. Jujutsu Kaisen rumor teases the big arc for season 2. And I'm really, me watching these episodes, every episode I finish, it's like the anticipation builds. The anticipation builds, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, bro, like, I can't even really sit here and act as if, you know, like, I'm not really waiting for that second season. Like, I ain't really, like, on some shit right now. Like, this shit is up there. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Jujutsu Kaisen will be pushing along with its first season's finale before long, and all eyes are on the show's future already. Case in point. The hit status of Jujutsu Kaisen has got fans eager for whatever season 2 will bring, and it seems some big things are in store. After all, anime is wrapping up its take on the Kyoto Goodwill event, and a new rumor suggests season 2 will begin where many first expected. So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, I'm two episodes, maybe one shy of completing the first season. So, I don't really have any expectations as far as the second season is concerned. But the only one that I do have is really just, you know, more gruesomeness. Like, I love the jujitsu. I love the gruesome shit. I love, like, you know, I'm an American brat. I'm an American kid. You know what I'm saying? I love anime. I love anime. And, another thing, anybody that knows how to make AMVs, hit me up, because once we start doing our visuals and start really like live recording as far as like, you know, video is concerned, we want to start dropping you know, you all's AMVs on our YouTube page. Pardon me, y'all. We had a slight technical difficulty in the recording stop. But like I was saying, man, like, if anybody knows how to do AMVs, for one, put your humble and gracious host Jimmy Bones on. You know what I'm saying? And let me know how you do that, because I would like to make my own. You know, that's really
that would be one of the gist of this podcast, you know, underground hip hop, anime, you know, colliding and stuff or whatever the case. And we will be talking about other things as well, but you know, that's the basis of the show. And for two, I want to get, you know, the whole AMB community like really out there. These are like, these kids are pretty talented. These guys and you know, women out there that do these AMBs, they're pretty talented, you know what I'm saying? And their talents can, like, you know, lead them to somewhere else. So for this episode, we'll put the link in the description or whatever to message us and let us know. And I mean, even when we put the podcast link up, you can click on it and it'll be an option to, you know, send us a message or whatever the case. Yeah, man, like, I don't really have any expectations as far as Jujutsu Kaisen besides what I've been seeing. You know what I'm saying? I already know it's gonna get better. You know, so it is what it is. Let me see. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the arc, Jujutsu Kaisen readers will be the first to gush over it. The death painting arc takes place directly after the Kyoto Goodwill event. So our heroes are together as usual. The team is asked to investigate a strange series of murders as each one links back to a mystery curse. To make things so, they basically, you know what I'm saying, continuing how they first started off, you know, trying to find, you know, those fingers for the, you know, the big bad curse, badass curse, the guy that's in, I don't know if I'm gonna say his name right, Itadori, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, please don't chew me out for it. To make things even juicier, the murderers all take place near Megumi's hometown. The stakes are raised when his past barges into the case unexpectedly. Now, this is another thing that I will say. And you know what? I kind of take it back. I'll take, like I said, it's a mix up of Bleach, Hunter, and I forget what the first one was, but I'm gonna take that away and I'm gonna put Yu Yu Hakusho in it. Those are probably the biggest three mix ups that this show got birth from. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense, it probably don't, but fuck it, it's early in the morning, man. Yeah, like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the second season. I'm ready for the second season. It doesn't say when they're dropping the second season, but oh, hold on, give me a minute. At this point, fans are hyped for the death painting arc whenever it should go live, so season two will be on everyone's must-watch list. The only issue is that we're unsure when anime will return. Jujutsu Kaisen will wrap long before the summer arrives, but so fans are hoping season two will aim for an early 2022 debut if possible. That's bullshit, for one. I was expecting a little bit earlier than that, you know, mainly around like the fall season. But hey, man, whenever it comes back, it comes back. One anime that I haven't really been watching because I am waiting for that dub version to come out is The Never Promised Land. Now, if you all are unfamiliar with that anime, it's about a bunch of orphans that would be seemingly staying in an orphanage and raised by some little white woman. And she's not really a white woman. She's really like a overseer of what would be some alien food, which are the kids that, you know, are the orphans. Pretty dope, not your typical fighting, you know, anime, but it's gruesome nonetheless, trust me. If you haven't caught up to it, or if you haven't got hip to it, I would advise you to go ahead and, you know, do your thing. But yeah, man, listen. About to take a short break. Get back to it in a good little minute. I might go downstairs, make a little bit of breakfast. The nigga is kind of hungry, dog. Underground Distribution. We'll be right back.
Rain on the fan, the windshield, tears when the friends kill. How that shit feel? You not equipped for the field, and they smell fear. Clouds darken as they draw near. How'd you get here? Shit like a shitty record deal. Pulled up on factory wheels with the racing gear. I could make a million appear. No back and forth with a boss who could have you brought up in the trunk of a car. At that point, it's past talk. So you should leave in a park that's way more smart. Andrade, I put years into this art. You cannot compare me. Went from hood rich to wealthy. A pandemic outside, I'm trying to stay healthy. God help me. I'm dope as fuck, they had for me in airports, cause dogs smell me. Y'all sketchy, that's why y'all can't catch me. Try text me. Five Chevys front the house, I'm inside. Smoked out with some NBA socks on, cause a nigga ballin', huh? Threw me in the hole, put on hella gold, and then I crawled out. Brung them cars out, turned some bras out. Underground superstars, now bitch, what you talking about? I put the homies in position to get millions. Pretty deuce every year, I get a new Bentley. Thumbing through binges, roll gold forges, looking like the largest pennies underneath the foreign. Success make you a target in my city. I'm never sleeping, but I dream big. As a teen, I watch MTV Cribs, Jermaine Dupri had the Continental T in the garage. You say you ain't a big dog unless you got one of these, yeah. And now I'm driving precision, because now I'm that nigga. Some of my cars self-pump, but I don't trust it. All them funky bitches who think they smart, play Mario Kart with their hearts. See a OG not slow, I low-key tear you apart. Simple as pimping the pen, throwing the motherfucking dart. Never missing my mark. Game winner from the 3-point arc. A dozen Lamborghini sent them in the panic. It was madness like March. The watch falls, my watch is in the vault. Too icy, need the thought.
Yo, yo, what up? What up? It's your humble, gracious host, Jimmy Bones, man. I just want to send a shout out to my homeboy, you know, J-Rock, one of the fans, one of the crew of the UGD, you know what I'm saying, Undergrounders. Get well soon, man. He laid up in the hospital right now. You know, it's not COVID. It's not nothing life-threatening, nothing like that. But, you know, it's one of our fallen brothers that's not right here right now, you know what I'm saying? Usually he would be here most of the time when I do my recordings and stuff like that. So, you know, just want to give a quick shout out to my homeboy J-Rock, man. Get well soon. We'll see you when you get back, bro. And we back on ground distribution. Look, man, I've been thinking about this. I want to ask a serious question to all the listeners. Now, there's been such a great debate about this particular topic, and it seems to be one of those type of situations, or one of those type of subjects that, you know, I would like my listeners to chime in on, if you will, you know what I'm saying. MC Universe, or DC Universe, who you rolling? You know what I'm saying? Or as the great Jay-Z, Jigga Man, Ho, whatever you want to call him, put it. Who you with? You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I am a I'm a Marvel fan. You know what I'm saying? I am really like deep into, you know, Marvel stuff. Me being a big Spider-Man fan, X-Men fan, Deadpool fan, Hulk fan, Tony Stark's Iron Man fan. Like I've just not to say that I'm like one of the biggest, you know, MCU fans. You know what I'm saying? I'm not deep into like all the comics, and I grew up having a few Spider-Man comics and whatnot. But I was more into the shows, the cartoon shows, rather than, you know, the comics. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we'll leave a link so you can leave a message or whatever the case. And the message is, the people here at the UGD studio, we've decided that we're going to start including some of your messages, because we get some of you all messages, you know, from you know, around the way. Like, I thought I was about to say around the world. Nah, we ain't that big yet, but we are reaching out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're gonna start including you all's messages into the episodes and shit. So yeah, let us know how you feel about that. Who you with, you know what I'm saying? And you know, let us know, you know, who are your favorite heroes, villains, so forth and what have you. Now, what are we gonna discuss right now? Let's talk about our favorite animes. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to leave a message for this too, you can as well. We'll include that. We'll include your messages as well. You know what I'm saying? As far as the favorite animes go. If you have a top 5, top 10, whatever the case, or if you just want to say what's your all-time favorite, you know, let us know. You know what I'm saying? My favorite anime personally, and you know, a lot of folks think that because I am an American, you know, I'm one of the few that, or one of the many rather, that my favorite anime is Dragon Ball Z. It is, I repeat, it is in my top 5, but not my all-time favorite. Dragon Ball Z, the whole Dragon Ball franchise is not my favorite. It's not my number one. My actual favorite, this is me, the humble and gracious Jimmy Bones, humble and gracious host, pardon me, Jimmy Bones. Like I said, it's early in the morning, so y'all forgive me. My favorite, my number one favorite ever of all time will always be Yu Yu Hakusho. And I say that to say this. We all know a Yusuke. We all know that kid that, you know, we went to school with or goes to school with, to, you know, any of the listeners who are in school, whether virtual or, you know, in person. We know somebody who, you know, goes to school and all they want to do is fight. You know what I'm saying? They're not there to learn too much or nothing. They're not there to, you know, get their education. They there to, you know, pass the time by until it hit 2:15, 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever time your school might get out or whatever time, you know, you might log off. You know what I'm saying? I gotta say that because nowadays you already know, this whole pandemic thing is really, you know, locking people down. And that includes the students. We all know a kid who goes to school and fights and just want to pass the time by. We all grew up like that. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was us or whether we knew somebody, we knew, you know, a Yusuke Urameshi. Now, and that's one of the points that drew me to, you know, that show. I'll tell you why it's my favorite show. It is my favorite for the simple fact that, one, I love fighting animes. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, Dragon Ball Z being in my top five. Most of my top five animes are fighting animes. Whether it be just fighting or fighting in spiritual or, you know, fighting in demonic, or it's pretty much, you know, fighting. I like the fighting animes. I grew up off fighting animes. So I'ma tell you, you know, from greatest to least, my favorite animes. One, Yu Yu Hakusho, of course. Two, Dragon Ball Z. Three, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Four, I seem to always pick and choose different ones for the fourth and the fifth one, but this time I'll say I will say Inuyasha for my fourth one. And my fifth one, being my least favorite, is actually, I would say, as far as my top five is concerned, my least favorite is probably Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z is my second. Dragon Ball is my fifth. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you got other fighting animes, One Punch Man, Mob Psycho 100, and, you know, so forth and what have you. But, you know, these are the ones that I gravitated to real quick. You know what I'm saying? As far as when it came to me getting hip to anime. Hit us up in the messages. Let us know how you feel as far as like my top five, and let us know you got your top five or just that one in particular that you just can't live without. You know, you could watch new animes and this still would be one of those ones that you would push the new animes aside to just catch any one of these episodes of your favorite one. Now, going to movies, I want to ask you all, how do you feel? For one, anybody that has seen it, and it's on Amazon Prime at this moment, Coming to America 2. I really want to know. I haven't seen it myself, so please don't give any spoilers. How do you feel about it? Any you know, late 80s, early 90s babies out there that listen, let me know how you feel about it. Does it, you know, strike your nostalgia peak, or is it just like, okay, like they tried to replace it and it didn't go over well? Like, let us know how you feel, man. Another movie I want to discuss, I'm going to talk about a little bit, is Godzilla versus Kong. Now, to, like I said, late 80s, early 90s babies, if you have, you know, parents or a parent who was into, you know, a lot of the black and whites back in the day, you might have sat in the living room with your pops or your uncle or whoever it is was your caretaker or guardian or whatever, and sat in the living room and just sat in front of, you know, your uncle or your pops or whoever's lazy boy watching, you know, the original Kong or the original Godzilla versus Kong, you know, black and white. You know that this particular remake it's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be up there. It's supposed to be one of those ones. You know what I'm saying? This clip or this article I'm about to read from is from CB Comic Book. Godzilla vs. Kong is set to finally arrive later this month. It is March at the time. Featuring the Legendary Pictures MonsterVerse, introducing its biggest battle to date. And in a new television spot, we see that the upcoming blockbuster is making some clever references to the first time that these two popular giant monsters met. With the trailer and marketing material placing Kong in a more heroic role, forming a bond with a young girl and battling against a rampaging king of the monsters who has apparently been attacking humanity following receiving the crown in the previous entry of Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Now, like they said, you know, it's a damsel in distress, and you know, they say that Kong, just like the original, I'm fairly young, but I'm 30, so I kind of vaguely remember, you know, the black and white or whatever the case. But I mean, in every Kong movie, or almost every Kong movie except for like Skull Island, it's always a damsel in distress. I think it was one in there too, but I'm not too sure. Don't quote me on it. So, you know, they stick with the original storyline, so to speak. And it's like, me personally, the anticipation for you know, this movie, it's really eating me up. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for it to come out. I'm definitely going to be watching it. I can't really say, because I just talked to, you know, my homeboy the other night, and I told him, yeah, I don't really think that Coming to America 2 would be that good, but I might check it out. I don't know. And maybe depending on, you know, some of you all's messages, let me know how it was. I might, you know, peek at it, check it out a little bit, whatever. But back to, you know, Godzilla vs. Kong. Of course, massive franchise, both franchises, Godzilla, King Kong. Both massive franchises, so of course it's supposed to be, you know, twisted up with all the whistles and bells attached to it. All the fans that love either King Kong or Godzilla, I really want you all to leave a message, chime in, let me know how you all feel about how this movie would make you feel, if you know, you get what I'm saying. Like, because they seem to be doing a lot of remakes and they don't seem to go over well, at least with the people in the individuals, the viewers, the watchers that seen original versions. And I'll give you my take on Jumanji. You know what I'm saying? The first one with Robin, it was one of those movies that you loved as a kid if you was a 90s baby. Shout out to all my 90s babies. And the newer ones, the ones with The Rock and Jack Black and Kevin Hart, I can't really say, and I mean, I know I'm going to come off a little bit biased when I say this, but I can't really say that I too much enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because, you know, I went to spend family time with, you know, my daughter and, you know, or pardon me, not my daughter, she wasn't born, but my daughter's mom and her son. I went out and enjoyed, you know, family time with them and caught the movie. So that was pretty dope. At least the latest one that came out. I enjoyed it for that reason. And you know, it was funny. It was more on the comical side than the original Jumanji was. But like I said, and I know I'm gonna sound a little bit biased, but I think that's the reason why I didn't like it as much. You know what I'm saying? Because really the only person in the first one that made it that funny was I forget buddy name that played the police officer who worked for, you know, Robin's dad back in the day and got older and became a police officer. I can honestly say that a lot of the remakes that they make nowadays, they don't seem to go over well with a lot of the individuals that watch the originals. And I mean, it's only fair to say that because, you know, we catch the first ones. We catch the initial ones, the ones that came out, and, you know, we was front and center for it, you know. So I know I sound a little bit biased, but I can't honestly, in my opinion, say that I would watch, because I mean it's been 2 years, I haven't watched the latest Jumanji, so I only caught it once, but I can't really say that I would catch it again. I would have to make an occasion out of it, if you will. You know, the first time Godzilla and Kong met was decades prior to the battle that we are about to witness later this month, with King Kong, versus Godzilla being released in 1962. Pardon me, this is way before the late 80s, early 90s. So pardon me. I probably caught it, you know what I'm saying, on TMC long time ago as a kid or whatever the case, but I know I don't remember too much about it. I barely remember anything about it. In the movie, Godzilla is awakened from a block of ice with, from a block of ice with Kong being brought to Japan using a number of balloons to transport the ruler of Skull Island directly in the path of the Lizard King. So I guess this would take right after, you know, the Skull Island movie. I'm guessing or assuming. Created by Toho Studios, the film sought to even the playing field by giving Kong an upgrade from his original appearance, granting the giant ape the ability to boost his power by absorbing electricity, though it's unclear whether or not this power will make its way to the Legendary Pictures version of the beast. Now, I can say I vaguely remember something like that. I remember, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I remember Kong running into like some power lines, and I want to say they thought he killed them, but it didn't. It just, you know, powered them up. So, like they said, they don't know if it'll be, you know, in this depiction of Godzilla versus Kong. But if it is, that'll be pretty dope. That'll be pretty dope. The Legendary Pictures MonsterVerse has not revealed any new films in the works. Following the big battle between the giant ape and giant lizard of the franchise, but it will definitely be interesting to see if a new king of the monsters will be crowned, with the director Adam Wingard going on record that Kong will be taking on a more heroic role during the film, as left fans wondering if the larger-than-life primate is shoo-in to win his war against Godzilla. Now, I'll say this. I never really knew who was supposed to be the good guy or the bad guy when it came to Godzilla or Kong. I just always knew that it was supposed to be two monsters going head to head and somebody had to die to be the king. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, it came out, the original came out in 1962. I probably caught, you know, the movie back in the day on TMC or something like that, early in the morning when they used to show, you know, the black and whites and stuff like that before my pops went to work. But this one, I might be intrigued on catching it. Not even gonna lie. Not even gonna lie, man. But yeah, like I can really see myself, you know, just sitting back watching this movie and really being like, damn, bro, like this is that shit. Because it's like, you know, with graphics being more advanced than ever, who wouldn't want to watch two big ass giant monsters fighting each other and whatnot? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, like it's really, it would really be dope. It would really be dope. You know what I'm saying? This would really be dope. It would really be dope, man. Hey, follow us, you know, subscribe to us, catch us when you can to the Facebook listeners. You know, we have a page. You know, stay tuned. We'll be dropping a lot of things in the near future. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you with more updates on anime. Coming to you with more updates on underground hip hop. Coming to you with more of just anything that pushes the culture, man. Like, we are here to stay. And if you don't realize that, you're a fuck boy or a fuck girl or whatever you want to call yourself nowadays. I mean, we don't discriminate. I'm your humble and gracious host, Jimmy Bones. And until the next motherfucking time, this is, I repeat, this is Underground Distribution. You know what? To set y'all off right, I might go ahead and drop another because I put a song up there from Spitter's new and that's Currency if you all don't know, from his new tape, Jermaine Dupri. That's not the name of the tape, that's the name of the track. The name of the project is The Collection Agency. So I might go ahead and bless y'all with another one of those. You know what I'm saying? And just to let you all know, we don't own any rights to any music that's being played on this podcast. Once again, I will say we don't own any rights to any music, any tunes, anything that you hear on this podcast. We just would like to spin a couple tunes for y'all, let y'all get in tune, let y'all get familiar with a little bit of this underground hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? And as I said before, I'm your humble and gracious host, Jimmy Bones. Check us out in the next rendition of Underground Distribution, man. DJ Fresh. Diamonds on my dial. Ancestors smiled on me. Diamonds on my dial. Ancestors smiled on me. I got diamonds on my dial, homie. The ancestors smiled on me. I got diamonds on my dial, homie. She made crepes, she watching her weight. She wearing my robe, she made me a plate. Not my preferred taste, but I still ate. She tryna get me in shape, she wanna see me be great. Brought things to the table, ain't just come to take. Saw the wheel was in me, had faith, I knew that I would find a way. 9 commas fly across the ceiling of my rate.
Rocket ships I drive in my crib like out of space. I like it, I buy, slide in it, no more to say. What more can I say? I don't want to talk too much. I'm high from the sky, come the lines, then I pin them into rhyme. There's a paper thin line between surviving or dying. Wake up and I push the envelope for like the millionth time. True to my kind, never scared to try. All we know is grind, cause without it there's no shine. You want it easy, you lose it easily, keep that in mind. Diamonds on my dial, homie. Yeah, yeah. The ancestors smiled on me. I got diamonds on my dial, homie. What more can I say? I don't wanna talk too much, I'm high. Come scoop me from this murder scene, don't want nobody to see me cry. Get dropped off the mirror, push my rolls, I'm too drunk to drive. Never know, sliding with me, things could flip at any time. Keep changing clothes, alibis, never trust the phone lines. Chrome on the old school rise. The newest spaceships get the three pieces on the factory slides. Poop with low miles, diamonds in my dial. Ancestors smiled on me. I got diamonds on my dial, homie. The ancestors smiled on me. I got diamonds on my dial, homie.
Back at it again, it's your humble and gracious host, Jimmy Bones, from the world-renowned Underground Distribution Podcast, and I just want to let all the listeners, viewers, and followers know all the platforms you can catch us on. Now, of course, you can catch us on anchor.fm/Jimmy/Bones. That's anchor.fm/Jimmy/Bones. Now, other platforms you can catch on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Once again, that's Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher. So yeah, man, wherever you feel comfortable, you know, going to get your podcast sounds, listening to any other podcast that you might listen to, and you want to catch some Underground Distribution, you can hit us up on either one of those platforms.